Hello, peace be upon you all. This is Muhammad al-Nisr, and my co-authors Dr. Abdurrahman al-Atba and Jerka Simonik. I will talk today about the effect of dual lateral. How to go back?
Back.
Okay, everything. Effect of dual lateral drip irrigation systems on crop yield and soil water movement. As an introduction, in the typical root zone root system is 40% of water consumption are in the 25% of the upper root zone, and to every 25% consumes less water, so the water are concentrated up. In light soil, when we irrigate with subsurface drip irrigation, and after suction of the plant, the water goes down and we lose some amount of water by deep percolation. To solve this problem, some investigators put flow barriers behind under the dripper, maybe as a physical barrier like foil, plastic, or whatever, or to put a capillary barrier by another type of soil, heavier soil. The second solution is the solution that we are speaking about it today is a dual lateral system. It is hypothesized that when we put two laterals behind each other, under each other, this will enhance the root, the wetting pattern distribution. And the third solution is the intermittent flow, that when we apply water in an intermittent way, the gap between flows are allow water to redistribute, so that the redistribution pattern finally is better than when we apply the root, the water at once. We had a project that we tested the three solutions, the intermittent flow, the dual lateral, and the physical barrier. Today we will speak about the results of the dual lateral technology, and in the poster session I have presented the intermittent flow results. This solution targets the root of the plants directly, so we have chosen to examine it with a plant with fibrous root system and a plant with tubers like tomato and potatoes. So our objective is to evaluate the effects of the dual lateral subsurface drip irrigation on crop yield and properties, water use efficiency, and soil water movement under tomatoes and potatoes. In Saudi Arabia, we have our field. We applied this merge or the intermittent in half of the field, and the hydraulic or the dual lateral applied in other quarters randomly, because we applied this experiment in split design, and we applied the physical barrier randomly within the field. tomatoes and potatoes shared the same field, half in half. And this is the irrigation network. We put the H0 means no dual lateral, only single lateral, and H1 means dual lateral system. You see two laterals in each system. We used Syntec EnviroScan devices to monitor water flow to see what's going under the soil. We applied 32. We put 32 devices in our field. The results of the water use efficiency of tomatoes in season one, we got 19% by the dual lateral, and season two 55% more, and 53 then 60, which is about 48% in average increase in the water use efficiency. This is translated to yield increase 24, 51, 37, and 52, which is average of 41% yield increase of tomatoes. We noticed that even the height and the health of the plant is better by about 22%. Other physiological indicators like the number of branches, TSS, tetrabolicity, and vitamin C have been increased, not necessarily significant, but they have been increased, which are marketing indicators. Potatoes have less results, which we have almost 22% total yield increase and 35% marketable yield increase. And water use efficiency, all the same percentage. The soil, when we compare a vertical, the increase in soil water content using the dual lateral in here, dual lateral system, we had vertical increase in we buried the upper lateral at 15 centimeters and the lower lateral at 30 centimeters. We have here a vertical water content, while here we have only the movement of the first, the effect of the first lateral only appears. This after 1 hour of irrigation, after we stopped the irrigation, and then the next irrigation starts. In a period from 15 October to 22 November, as an example, this was the real reading of moisture content in the soil. The green is at 10 centimeter depth, 20 centimeters the red, and 30 and 40 black and blue. While this is no dual line, and here when we apply the dual drip, you see that there are some interactions between the layers, and water are almost homogeneous vertically. Here to compare the two graphs, we performed some hydrous simulations with atmospheric pressure upward and free drainage downward, and here variable flux boundary condition, comparing the single and dual lateral at after 30 minutes of application, both emitters work together, 90, after 3 hours, 24 hours, and 5 days, 9 days, and finally at 10 days. No noticeable effect of the long-term simulation of applying the dual lateral or the single lateral. In a previous work that Simonic talked about it, which we published in Irrigation Science, we simulated single lateral and single plus the physical barrier and dual simultaneous and dual lateral sequential. Sequential means that the lower works first, then the upper follows. Here, the stars indicate that the situations we are talking about today. This was loamy sand, loam soil, and this is for sand soil. The shapes are taller in vertically, but no noticeable effect. But the dual simultaneous, you see, they are not barricading water, but they are somehow change the plant. This experiment was made without plant, and with plants, the effect of the plant appearing here in the bottom charts. This the same experiments with tomatoes effect and without. Dual lateral technology appeared that the tomato increased up to 52% with average of 41%. The results of the hot seasons was better than winter seasons. We showed a positive effect of on some physiological indicators like the green weight, plant height, and branches count, and acidity, and something else. And this provided 19 to 60% increase in water use efficiency with average of 48%. Through the dual lateral technology, potatoes yield increased up to 35% with average of 22, and the water use efficiency of potatoes was 23% higher. No significant changes in the tubers content like starch and anything else. Here, what I wonder, what is the reason of these good results of dual lateral? Is it water redistribution, cooling effect, hormone changes like what happens in the partial root zone drying, or other? We are trying to find the answers for these questions. Recommendations to expand the research in the dual lateral system using sequential timings, variable upper and lower lateral water quantities, so we can put in the upper or the lower emitter, we can vary the amount of water to see the effects, and variable qualities, we can use low water quantity quality in the lower, and we can use good quality in the upper, and we have to test it with different crops and trees. Thank you.
I have a question. Have you tested any root distribution differences? Have you found any root distribution differences between the dual
no.
system and the regular system?
I haven't tested the root distributions differences.
Thank you.
Thank you.